In a remarkable turn of events, Basiru Diome Faye, once a relatively unknown figure, is now poised to assume the presidency, marking a significant shift in Senegalese politics. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Faye's ascent to power follows a turbulent period in Senegal's political landscape, particularly his incarceration alongside ally and influential figure Ousmane Sonko, which abruptly ended just a week before the presidential election. Dubbed Mr. Clean for his methodical and humble demeanor, Faye, who turns 44 this Monday, hails from a rural background in Diaganao, where he maintains a strong connection, regularly returning to tend to the land. His rise to prominence has been met with both admiration and skepticism. While supporters praise his commitment to fighting poverty, injustice, and corruption, critics question his lack of political experience, having never served as a minister or statesman. Undeterred by detractors, Faye vows to implement sweeping reforms, prioritizing renegotiations of critical deals to better serve Senegal's interests. His pledge to replace the CFA franc currency with a new Senegalese or regional West African currency signals a departure from the status quo, especially in terms of Senegal's ties with France. However, Faye faces daunting challenges ahead, including strengthening judicial independence, addressing youth unemployment, and navigating international concerns regarding economic policies. Faye's alliance with Sonko, the charismatic opposition leader, adds a layer of complexity to his leadership. Despite criticisms of being a president by default, analysts suggest that their collaboration could usher in a new era of shared leadership, potentially breaking away from the hyper-presidential model. As early results indicate Faye's victory, celebrations erupt across Senegal, reflecting the nation's hopes for a brighter future under his leadership. However, international markets express concerns, signaling the need for Faye to balance domestic aspirations with global economic expectations. In his first address to the press, Faye pledges to govern with humility and transparency, emphasizing a break from the past and a commitment to the Senegalese people. Yet, the true test lies ahead as Senegal navigates through its post-election phase, with Faye at the helm, tasked with fulfilling the promises of reform and renewal that propelled him to power. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.